This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A new coffee shop in Stevens Point showcases one of Wisconsin's best roasters. The owner of Ruby Coffee Roasters works on the West Coast with some of the nation's most prestigious coffee companies. But when it came time to start his own business, he did it in central Wisconsin. Rob Menser has the story.
They're steaming milk for cappuccinos, but the Ruby Coffee Roasters Cafe hasn't opened its doors yet. They're training new employees.
This is a pretty beefy grinder. I like how this one sounds.
Owner Jared Linsmeyer can't say he isn't nervous about the big new step for his business.
No, I'm absolutely terrified, you know, that we love this idea and that we're going to, like, lose everything on it.
Ruby Coffee is a sensation. Some weeks, they roast as much as 4,000 pounds of coffee at their facility in Nelsonville, a tiny town in Portage County. In February, Food and Wine magazine named them the best coffee in Wisconsin. But they've never had a cafe before. Almost all of their business has been through wholesale and online orders. It might seem surprising that the best coffee roaster in Wisconsin is based in the rural center of the state, but Ruby Coffee Roasters really couldn't have been started anywhere else.
Our filter, we have
Jared is from Stevens Point. After he graduated college in the early 2000s, he moved to Los Angeles, where he got a job working at Intelligentsia Coffee's first West Coast cafe. That's also where he met his future wife, Deanna. When the company started a roastery, Jared became an apprentice. And as he advanced in the world of specialty coffee, he and Deanna moved to Portland and then Seattle. By the time they had their first daughter, they felt like downtown Seattle wasn't the right place to raise their family.
There's nowhere you can take a one-year-old to toddle around and learn how, you know what I mean? Have to hold her hand all the time or she's going to get hit by a truck.
Moving the family to Wisconsin in 2013, just before their second daughter was born, offered them access to family, friends, and a burgeoning food scene in Stevens Point. Deanna had her own business as a consultant to nonprofits, which brought in enough to get Ruby off the ground.
We were living for almost free at the house I grew up in. So that was a huge help. And
because of that really low overhead, we were able to just kind of chip away at startup costs just with the money that I was bringing in.
Small cities and towns in Wisconsin need to attract young entrepreneurs like the Linsmeyers, who are both in their 30s. A 2017 report from the UW-Madison's Applied Population Lab found that only 15% of Wisconsin communities are seeing growth among young adults. The problem is especially acute in rural areas and in the Northwoods. Something else the researchers noted, one of the things young adults said they valued the most in a place to live is a good coffee shop. Jared said that in 2019, the desire for specialty coffee is definitely not just a big city thing.
Now there's great coffee in Eau Claire, there's great coffee in Door County, there's great coffee up north.
On the day of the ribbon cutting at the new cafe, the room is filled with supporters and friends. Also there is 90-year-old Grandma Ruby.
I just love the coffee shop and the Ruby Coffee Roaster that he named after me, his grandmother.
Jared and Deanna hold a daughter each as he speaks to the crowd.
Man, so Ruby was just like this dream in 2013.
Jared was nervous before, but he's feeling good today. They've added 14 people to work at the cafe, and the company now employs 24. Cafe manager Katie Demlow moved back to Wisconsin from Washington, D.C. for the job. They all go outside, and Ruby herself cuts the ribbon. And with that, people walk over to the counter to order some coffee. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.